This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M1.
Everybody's talking about the headship. Keith lost the headship to Downing yesterday. We believe that was due to a rudder malfunction, and they were steering with their hands in the water, apparently. So the feeling is, can Keith get Downing back and reclaim their headship? To give you a picture of how long this has gone on for, in this race, between 2002 and 2007, the headship was with Keys. It then briefly went to FAT between 08 to 10, where they famously painted Back Where We Belong on the motorway bridge. And then it fell back to Keys in 2011, and they had it again last year in 2012. Is it going to go to Downing this year, or are Keys going to be able to claim it back? We shall see.
Okay, here are the crews in this division. At the top, we have Downing M1, they took the headship yesterday. Behind them, we have Keys M1, being chased by Jesus, Lady Margaret, St. Catherine, Burton Fairs, Queens. Behind them, we have Pembroke and Clare, and they've already bumped each other twice this week. It'll be interesting who comes out on top on the final day. Although Clare are being chased by Kings, who are themselves are going for Blades. It'll be a really interesting tussle there. Facing Kings, we have Christ, then Emma, then Fitzwilliam, now on to Spoons. Behind them, we have Girton, then Homerton, Peterhouse, Maudlin. They're also on to Spoons, and the sandwich boat for today is Churchill. The starting cannon has just gone. I can now see Danny just coming up. Keys are going very hard. I've been talking to a lot of coaches this morning. A lot of people anticipating this bump to happen very early on, and while they've taken a lot of distance up already, the gap down to about 1.25 length, coming up to first post corner. He's looking very sharp. They're going very hard here. But Downing appears to just about be holding him coming around that corner. Now, there's been a big drop off to Jesus, probably about 2.5 lengths. So the first two crews going very quickly together. Behind them we have LMBC, they're on station with Jesus. Behind them we have St. Cat, who have lost about half a length to Maggie. Behind them, they're coming under a lot of pressure from Thurston Third. And they were bumped by St. Cat's bumped Thurston Third on the first day. Thurston Third have tussled it with them all week. This one looks like it could get exciting. They've taken a little bit of distance out of there. Behind them, we have Queens and Pembroke, both on station. Mike at Grassy, how's it looking there?
Following the heads, we've got Downing being pursued by Keys as they go into a grassy corner. The rowing technique for these crews is amazing. It's absolutely impressive. Downing are trying their best to hold off Keys. It's 3/4 of the length as they row at top speed round the grassy corner. Of all the years that I've done this commentating, I've never seen that determination. Don't go, Keys, they're going to catch them. Keys putting it down to 4 the length on the exit at Grassy. Keys slightly wide, slightly north bank, though, by the compensate and keep them online. There's at least probably about 1/4 to 1/2 a length as they row down Plough Ridge. I reckon the action's going to happen around Sutton here. Further back, 2.5, 3 lengths. Further back is the Jesus crew. And then LMBC have got a length between them and Jesus. That's now down to 3/4 of a length. This is getting very interesting. LMBC got a very tight exit out from that corner. It makes you wonder whether they can bring that down. Half a length, though, it's still 3/4 of a length. Pete, we're going to have the sight of the top two crews. What's going on at headship between Keys and Downing? Pete.
It's a bump by Keith on Downing. Keith has sensationally reclaimed the headship of the river just outside the plough. Keith has stopped. They're looking delighted. And Downing are pulling to the side now. So I can call Keys are back on top of the M1 division. That's all I can see for now, so I'll throw back to you, Mike.
Yes, they're further back on the river now. We've got Pembroke currently pursuing Queens, getting an overlap as they go around past the corner. And the crews are really, really cheering Pembroke here. They kind of have a very miserable year, actually, but they have got that down to 1/4 of a length around the exit of Grassy. And then they're further back 2 lengths before the Clare Blade. And then you've got left half before you see King. Behind those, 2 lengths behind those is Christ. And further back here is Emmanuel, who have got good 2.5 lengths between Emmanuel and Christ, who they're pursuing. Let's go up to Pete. What's happening? Any of these gaps close down further? Pete.
there's a big tussle going on between Lady Margaret M1 and Jesus M1. The Jesus fans on the power bank are imploring the Jesus team to keep going, but it's down to less than half a length now. They've almost got overlap. And Caps are some distance behind, so they're not in trouble. But I can anticipate an imminent bump between Lady Margaret and Jesus coming out of nowhere. So Ed's going to have to keep his eye on that one. Can you see anything yet, Ed?
Well, I can see the two boats have just come out of Ditton Corner, and they are battling it out together, but I can't really gauge the gap yet, although it looks as though the Jesus boat is pulling into the bank, which means there was no gap, and it's a bump between Jesus and LNBC on the exit of Ditton Corner. Back to you, Pete.
Okay, I can call another bump. Pembroke M1 on Queens M1. This is going to happen any second now. They've got significant overlap. The bow ball of the Pembroke boat is very close, and I can anticipate an imminent bump there on Queens M1, but they seem to be holding off. That's another one that you're going to have to keep an eye on the long reach. Mike, is there anything further happening at Grafty?
Very exciting further back here. Peterhouse, who have been rising from the men's second division, on for Blades. Get there, Blades. Bumping Homerton just round the gut side of first post corner. Peterhouse, bump Homerton. Peterhouse getting their Blades. Let's go further up. What's happening towards the end of the course? Emma, any boats with you yet?
No, I can see no boats coming through at the moment.
Emma yet? Okay. So on the long list, Pembroke did go to Queens, not too far off the exit of Ditton. The two boats I've got now are Cats and first and third, but I'd say they're on station with a length and a half behind them. The real battle, which Emma will have a keen eye on, I imagine, is between Clare and Kings, because Kings are up for Blades, and I'd say they're only about three quarters of a length off the back of Clare, although Clare are on the inside of the course, whereas Kings are in the centre of the river, which is an aggressive line to take as they get to the railway bridge. Pete, briefly back to you, Pete.
I've not seen any sign of Churchill M1 or Maudlin M1 at the bottom of this division, so I'm wondering if there's been another bump there. Girton have just rode past me, and then we had the bump on Peterhouse by Homerton that Mike commented on earlier, but I've not seen the end of the division, so I'm guessing that Churchill M1, the sandwich bump, have bumped up on Maudlin. Mike, can you confirm that?
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Okay, so on the long reach, we now only have a quarter of a length, a third of a length between Kings and their Blades in the form of Clare College. Then behind that, we have Christ and Emmanuel, probably a length and a quarter between them. Fitz trying to avoid about a length ahead of Girton. They are getting up towards Emma now, though, and I'll be particularly interested to hear what's happening between Clare and King. Emma?
It looks as though they're the same distance as they were earlier, about a length or two. Both looking strong. Both looking sharp. More or less on station at the moment. What's happening on the reach?
Well, the long reach, we've just got the last few boats going past. Girton going over behind Fitz. It seems actually a couple of lengths from him, so Fitz won't be getting spoons this week. And the last two boats, I don't see Morgan or Church. Let's go back to you, Ed.
Okay, I've just seen St. Cats go past with three lengths between them and first and third. And then things are looking much closer between Kings and Clare now, down to about half a length, and they're coming past me. It looks like Kings aren't really closing at the moment. They're holding them at what looks like two-thirds or three-quarters of a length. And then there's a whole natural gap behind them. I'm going back to Christ of about three lengths. And I'll be following Kings and Clare.
Just a second here.
So we have two tussles going on at the moment at the top of the
victorious Keys boat. This is Peter Ditton. I can bring you a few words to
the first. Go back up to it. Mike and Clark have played much better. The action so far, Mike.
Today was a really good two. We played the head here. And well done to Downing, who gave us a good race.
So you're going to be both up in next year. Are you confident that you can retain head of the river?
We've got a few returners. There's a lot of work to be done. Down here again, we're working hard. On the back, we're working hard. We've got Alex Ross returning. He's going to bring his big course to the action. So I'm pretty confident.
Thanks, Lover. Congratulations. And let's go back to Mike for a rundown of what we think happened.
Right, so as we predicted then, rudder failure, it probably was. Keys were able to bump down and jump into the corner. Jesus, bumped by Dylan Kirsty, later on the course. And Cat, I believe, is going to throw him over. Queens were eventually caught by Pembroke. Claire and King unaccounted for. Emma, what's the latest of Claire and King?
From where I'm standing, I can see Claire and Kings going under the footbridge, and it looked like they were both rowing right till the end, with less than a length between them. So that was a hard race for both of them. But yes, both rowing over. And behind them, I've seen Fitz and Emma both rowing over, and the same with Girton. So all three boats are here right in front of me, all looking exhausted. But happy to have finished where they did. So, what's happened back on the reach?
Emma. So, Claire and King throw over. Christ and Emmanuel, where did that bump happen?
The bump between Christ and Emmanuel, I'm not entirely sure where that happened.
Then,
I don't think I saw it here. It probably happened back at Dipton, I suppose.
Pete, what happened between Christ and Emmanuel?
Dipton, Christ drove past me with colleagues in their hair, but I didn't see Christ just throw past with foliage in their hair, but it must have happened, I'm guessing, somewhere between me and you on the pile reach, because I didn't see the bump happen at all.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Keys bumped up on Downing, taking back their headship, and they did that bump around the plough. Then Lady Margaret took Jesus. We then had St. Catherine's and First and Third both rowing over. And then Pembroke bumped Queens at the bottom of the long reach. Then we had a lot of crews rowing over. Claire, Kings, Christ, Emmanuel, Fitzwilliam and Girton all rowed over, but Emmanuel got down to half a length on Christ, so it was a very tight one. Then near first post, we had Peterhouse catching Homerton, with Peterhouse then winning their blade. And at the bottom of the course, Churchill caught Magdalen. So it's been quite a race.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.